Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Matt Faraci, and he's the host of a new program called Frankly Faraci, and it's on the Dove Channel. This is Vocal Point, and Matt, tell me about this new program called Frankly Faraci. But before you do that, why don't you back up and explain what is the Dove Channel for those maybe not familiar with that?
Well, so Dove Channel is a streaming app, which is like Netflix, but everything on it is family-friendly. So It's something that all the content that's on there, the family can enjoy together. And that's something I think our family loves, and I think your listeners will love as well.
Great. Okay. So what is Frankly Faraci?
So Frankly Faraci is a show that really has never been attempted before. And the idea of the show is very simple. Find famous people who are bringing good things into the world and are driven to do so by their faith. And we meet these people in a setting where they feel very comfortable, whether it's in their home or in a particular place. For instance, our first interview was with the Piano Guys, actually in Orlando, Florida. And we sat down with them during their sound check before a concert that they were putting on, and that's where we did the interview. So it's very organic, and it's almost as if the cameras are not there. It's more of a conversation, really, than an interview.
Faraci is your last name. That's spelled F-A-R-A-C-I. And in the little prototype or part of it where you're showing, you know, you with your family and so forth, you're explaining about your own particular background, having grown up in New Hampshire. Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, my mother was a pro-life activist when I was a kid. And so what was very interesting about that is that I spent a lot of time in all different kinds of churches, Catholic parishes, Assemblies of God churches, Baptist churches. It didn't really matter, because my mother's sort of lens on the world was, if somebody was on the right side of that issue, she was going to work with them. And that very unique experience taught me that there's all kinds of great things going on in the kingdom, and different people who God uses in different ways. And I really believe that that was sort of what informed a lot of what became of this. And also, Jerry, I'd like to say that Dr. Kennedy and his ministry had a major influence on me during my time in Washington, when I worked for Congressman John Hostetler, and also when I had the privilege to be directly impacted by the Center for Christian Statesmanship, which is the ministry that he established. That had a lot to do with where I am now.
Wow. Okay, just amplify that, if you would. How did the ministry help?
Well, yeah, because the Center for Christian Statesmanship really exists to minister to the Hill staffers. Now, of course, the center also engages with the members. But I remember one day, and now this would not surprise me, but I was younger back then, and I walked past George Roller in the halls of Congress, and he said, "Matthew, how are you?" George is at the time the director of the Center for Christian Statesmanship, and he said, "Matthew, how are you?" And I said, "Well, you know, I'm not having the greatest day," and I sort of explained to him why, and he said, "Well, can I pray with you?" And I said, "Right now?" And he said, "Yes," and we both sat there and prayed together, and I felt so blessed. And George spent a lot of time after that just personally taking me under his wing and in discipleship, and it was a life-changing experience. And the center has that kind of impact on thousands of young staffers that work on the Hill who go on to do other things, and it's an amazing place.
Yeah, and what were you doing before you got involved in this TV program? So you were working on the Hill at one point under Congressman John Hostetler, who, by the way, is now the head of the Center for Christian Statesmanship.
Yes.
So it's amazing, you know, this comes full circle. Then now you're working on this new television program, you know, and I assume that takes up much of your time. What were you doing in the interim? I'm just curious.
Well, I did a lot of things. After the Hill, I went to work for Elaine Chao, who was the Secretary of Labor for President Bush and is now the Secretary of Transportation for President Trump. And then I went on to work in a number of nonprofit groups around D.C. until one day I heard somebody give a speech, And he said that politics is downstream from culture. And when I heard that, I thought, so many of the problems we face in our country today that we think have a political solution really have their origins in challenges that are going on in our culture. And I prayed about that, and I felt very strongly that that's something I wanted to get into. I wanted to have a positive impact on the culture. So I started to get involved in a lot of these movies that were coming out, like Miracles from Heaven and God's Not Dead and other Young Messiah and other films that your listeners have, I'm sure, enjoyed.
Primarily in a like a publicity perspective, or
yeah,
okay,
yeah, more from a promotion kind of perspective.
Okay,
trying to promote that different content, and then one day I was hosting a panel at Variety's Purpose Summit, which is a faith and family entertainment summit here in Los Angeles, and some of the executives from Dove Channel were watching, and they said, "You have a real passion for this. It's clear that you love this stuff. How about doing a show?" And I said, okay.
Wow.
That sounds like an idea. And, you know, it's the way that God works. You know, you follow the passions that he has given you, and he will lead you down his path and not your own. And his path is always better than ours.
Yeah, that's neat. Go ahead and clarify a little bit about the politics is downstream from culture. By the way, that is not a new concept. I understand that ultimately you can trace that back to Plato himself. You know, even before Christ, yeah. But go ahead. Just, you know, maybe there's some people who don't know exactly what that means, but it's very profound.
It was a new concept for me, and that is that, you know, every election is sort of a moment where we think about America, and we think about our culture, and we think about where are we, because we look at our leaders, we look at what they're proposing, and whether we like it or not, it's a moment of reflection where we're looking at ourselves. And so if we don't like the kind of leaders that are getting elected, as the founding fathers would have said, you know, that's our problem, right? We're responsible. We put the kind of people in office that the people are asking for. And so what that means is that if we see things that we don't like about ourselves, really, which are kind of reflected in the electoral process, then we really need to look at who we are as people and look at our values and have that conversation about those sort of values that we have. And that was something that started to bother me, because I just see, for example, just so much negativity and conflict. And, you know, as we all know, we read our social media feeds, and it's very ugly out there. And we're a nation divided, and I just have this heart to try to bring people together, I think, for two things, if I might, Jerry.
Sure.
For people that come from a faith background, I would like them to be inspired and uplifted by this show, and to understand that with God, all things are possible, literally, that is true, and that is real, and that is present. And then for people that don't come from a faith background, I would like them to understand that the popular notion that people of faith are angry, finger-wagging, holier-than-thou do-gooders is not the people that I know. The people that I know are free and kind and wonderful and exciting and creative, and I want them to meet those people too.
Amen. And what is your website, or where can people see this show?
Yeah, they can go to dovechannel.com, and when you go there, it'll tell you all the different places that you could watch. You could either watch it right there, or it's on all the popular devices like Apple TV, Roku player. You can watch it on your iPad or your other kind of tablet. You can watch it on your phone. Just like Netflix, it's an app that sort of exists on any platform that you prefer.
Do you look up dovechannel.com, or would you look up Faraci, F-A-R-A-C-I?
Well,
you
could look up either one.
Oh.
We do have a website, franklyfaraci.com, and one of the things that I'd encourage people to do is to go on there and leave us a suggestion as to who you think we should interview. So, for example, somebody sent me an email this morning and said, did you know that Senator Ben Sasse is a very faithful guy? And then they listed a bunch of other interesting things about him. And I looked at that and I said, my goodness, that looks like that would be a great interview. I would love to talk to him. So we are very passionate about getting feedback from people about who they think we should sit down with, because we know that'll make a great show.
Well, what kind of stories are you looking for? I mean, just to give an idea.
Yes, people that are well-known in business, in politics, in entertainment, sports, and music. So in all of those, so let me give you a Florida, in Florida, we interviewed a family out of Jacksonville. His name is Brian Schwartz. He's a former Jacksonville Jaguars linebacker. They have 7 kids that they homeschool, and they have a program called Winning at Home, where they teach parents how to bring excellence into the house and how to have the kind of family that they want to have. I heard about that, and I thought, that is great. And as a father of 4, I need that. So I feel like a lot of other parents would need that as well. But we'd love to, we're hoping to sit down with Steve Green from Hobby Lobby as an example of somebody in that business vertical. We interviewed the piano guys that's in the music vertical. We've interviewed a bunch of different people in kind of all those categories. But very simply, if they are well known, if they're doing something good in the world, and faith is what drives that good, we'd like to talk to them.
Now, I don't want to sound negative here, but I do know that sometimes the other side can be so vicious and so nasty in some ways that in some cases you almost wouldn't even want to volunteer, your connection to faith or something, if you're in a certain context where then all of a sudden, next thing you know, you'll be smeared through social media and your faith in Jesus Christ will somehow be distorted and, lied about. And so that's just a kind of a red flag that goes in my mind. But I think it's a wonderful concept in theory.
Well, Jerry, the people that we're sitting down with are people that are bold enough and strong enough in who they are.
All right. They've counted the cost.
And they've counted the cost.
Good.
They've said, this is what motivates me. This is who I am. And I think that for the younger generation, there's something very important that the younger generation, the millennials, they value authenticity. Even if they don't agree with you, they value authenticity. And so for these people to come out and say, hey, this is who I am, this is what I stand for, when you present that, you earn their respect. And so we believe we're going to get a lot of young people who may or may not agree with everything that these people stand for, but will respect the fact that they are authentic about where they're coming from.
Sure. And you do this with, humor and with flair and, just human interest. And one thing I saw in an article you had written, you talked about how values aren't a niche. Can you explain that? What do you mean by that? Values aren't a niche.
Yes. Yeah. So there was a survey done by National Research Group for a company called VidAngel. Great company called VidAngel, family friendly company. And, in the survey, they found that there are 52 million Americans in what they call the values audience. And this is 1/3 of the entertainment market. So it's a huge market. And so when people talk about faith-based content or movies or TV shows, they always talk about it like it's a small little group of people. And what this survey showed was it's a huge group of people.
Wow.
And so the audience, and what they want is one thing. They want good, clean, family-friendly content that has strong values messages for their kids, and they want to watch it together. So lest anybody think, and that's why I said values aren't a niche, lest anybody think that this is a small group of people. If you think that 1 in every 3 people that's walking through your store or movie theater or clicking on your website is something that can be ignored, you're not a very good business person.
Ah, very good. I like that. And the last line in that article I was reading by you said clean sells. And I thought, oh, that's great. It's about time somebody said that.
Well, it does. I'm friends with, very good friends with Dr. Ted Baer from Movie Guide, who I have the highest degree of respect for, and his son Robbie. Mm-hmm. And, Ted has been making this argument for 30 years that if you look at box office returns and you look at what movies Hollywood puts out there, the ones that they do that are clean and uplifting and family friendly make more money. And it's sort of amazing to me as a person that's here in Hollywood that Hollywood so often doesn't understand that. On the other side of that, Jerry, though, I think that when Hollywood does something right, we need to applaud them. And so
yes.
Cinedigm, which is the Hollywood distribution company that owns Dove Channel, they've been very intentional about moving very aggressively into this space. And I think all the executives from Cinedigm deserve our respect. And I, for one, are very encouraged by their passion to reach this audience.
Hmm. All right. Well, thank you so much for this. Let me go ahead and give that website again. Frankly Faraci, FARACI.com for more information. Thank you so much, Matt Faraci. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you, too.
All right. Bye-bye now.